Alaska's junior senator says things are looking up for Alaska. He pointed to increased military and Coast Guard spending in the state, expected infrastructure spending, less stringent rules on resource extraction, strong prices for fish, expected tax reform, and more Alaskans appointed to key positions within the federal government.
And a huge part, as you guys know about my job, is educating my fellow senators and members of the executive branch on Alaska, unique challenges, unique opportunities. When you get people in there who are from our state and know these, don't have to be educated but can actually promote them, it's positive.
There are some less positive things happening too, though. Among them, an escalation of strong words between the U.S. and North Korea.
You know, I consistently say the tweets, the insults, the personal attacks, they're not helpful. Right? I say that all the time. I'll say it to you guys again.
But Sullivan says despite the president's unhelpful tweets, there has been progress in diplomatic efforts.
I reach out to the Asian experts all the time. The consensus is China's doing more right now to try to stop North Korea than they've probably ever done. Okay, we've had two significant UN Security Council resolutions increase the economic sanctions on North Korea that, you know, were very, very significant. Do we need to do more? Does China need to do more? Yes.
Ann Sullivan says those efforts are backed up with credible military threat. He stressed that military action would have to be authorized by Congress. Another big issue Congress grappled with earlier this year, and they're not done yet, is health care reform. Sullivan and Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski came to different conclusions on whether to approve Republican bills to replace the Affordable Care Act.
I still think the Affordable Care Act is not working. It's benefiting some Alaskans, but the number of people in the individual market, number of people in, you know, small businesses who I hear from are really struggling.
Murkowski also criticizes the Affordable Care Act, but says the timeline for the most recent proposal, the Graham-Cassidy bill, didn't provide enough time to make sure it worked for Alaska. She more recently backed a bipartisan effort that has started moving through the process. Sullivan says he made his decision to back the Republican proposals based on what he heard from Alaskans. He says he focused on making sure the Republican health care bills answered some of the state's unique challenges.
And in both bills, the Better Health Care Reconciliation Act and this Graham-Cassidy bill, if you may have seen, there was numerous provisions that didn't say Alaska, but were clearly directed at our state to help us.
Sullivan says that included reconfiguring the formula for Medicaid reimbursements to take cost of service into consideration rather than just per capita income. While those proposed health care reform measures ultimately failed, Sullivan says there was some progress in terms of making other lawmakers understand what Alaska faces. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.